I'm here because I just won $500,000.
That's $500,000.
Yes.
What goes through your head when you like repeat to yourself, I just won $500,000?
I don't know. It's crazy. It's hard to believe. I'm very nervous. I'm shaky. It's hard to believe, like, because I never win anything.
Yeah. Tell me where you bought it and, like, how that all went.
Well, okay, so I went and got gas from the store, and it's a store that I worked at. And I went and got gas, and before I left, I bought a ticket, and I didn't even look at it. I just scratched it, and she checked it. And it hit. At first I didn't believe it. I didn't understand. And she was like, it printed all that stuff out. And I was like, what? I got gas. And I was on my way out the door to go get my little boy. I had to leave for an emergency. So it was just crazy. I would have never thought in a million years I would win.
So the person working at the store verified it?
Yeah.
And then what did she say?
She just was like, oh my God, oh my God. She started freaking out. And then I started freaking out. And I just couldn't believe it. I was like running around. I didn't know what to do.
Right there in the store?
Yeah.
So what does this money mean to you?
A lot. Everything. We've been working so hard since we came here. We've gone through job changes. It was hard. It was a struggle. We first moved here with nothing. We lived in a hotel for 3.5 months. And that was a lot of money, you know, until we established our credit and we had good jobs. We got into this apartment. We've been there. October will be a year in that apartment. And we've basically went from no vehicles to 2 vehicles. We've struggled. We've come a long way in the year that we've been here. And, I mean, we've just worked so hard. And this is all of our plans. I just opened a new business, La Glitter S.A., thebestglittercloud.com. If anybody wants to go check out my website, I sell PVC craft grade glitter and biodegradable grade glitter. So we'll just say that. So we have a lot that we're doing.
Do you mind my asking why you moved to Iowa?
I wanted a change for my life. The economy is not what it was. You know, we were on one income. I used to do upholstery. I shut my upholstery company down after a storm. Last year, I closed officially for the first time and closed my doors. And so we were on one income. We just were not doing well there. And I had a friend that came up here that was doing really good in their finances. So it was kind of like I went out on a limb and I said, okay, well, the economy's good up there. And sure enough, we were able to get work. When I first came here, I worked in a factory overnight. I worked hard to get where I'm at. And, you know, I've come a long way and it's finally paying off, I think. And I want to give credit to God. God is good.
And you said you've got a lot of other things. What's the first purchase that you're going to do with this?
The first thing I would probably do, I would like to tithe to the church and give God the glory and the credit. I said if I ever hit big, I would tithe a portion to the church. So that would be my first move. And then my second move would be looking to maybe buy a home. You know, I have a 3-year-old son, and I would like him to have stability and a home to grow up in that's his. So that would probably be my very first move.
You glad you moved to Iowa?
Yes. Yes.
Well, it seems like a lucky state for you.
Everybody's always asking, why Iowa? Why Iowa? Now I know why Iowa.